Yes, I had no idea that was on already.
It's all good, slightly.
Unbelievable. How embarrassing.
You're not going to notice.
What's that?
I noticed you weren't wearing your hat, but it's all good. But at least I let you know the image looked good.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot the hat. Doesn't look too bad, though.
Right.
Looks like our good friend Robert's here.
Yeah, he's here.
The show, Robert. I'm just trying to get a quick few lines in here before we start the show. Thank you for sharing the show out. Definitely helps out. How you doing, Robert?
Good.
Very cool. All right. Let's see. Pop out this chat here that I can see anybody that might be on the YouTube stream.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go ahead and do that. All right. So, it's a manic Monday, it looks like. Another beautiful start to the week. And how was your weekend, Robert? I don't think we saw you over the weekend.
No, by the time I got here, Eric's text message, I was already in bed sleeping.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, we tend to come on a little bit later sometimes. Did you do any shows over the weekend?
No, I'm not doing any until next month.
Okay. That's good. Sharing the show, Robert. All right. All right, everybody. So welcome to the Slightly Serious Show on a Maniac Monday. It's 6:33 out here on the West Coast, and welcome to the show tonight. We have quite a few things lined up, and some news stories, before we get to that, just wanted to see how everybody's weekend went. Eric, I know we spoke over the weekend on some of our impromptu shows that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a good time over the weekend. For those of you that might be listening to the rebroadcast of this show, make sure you be sure to follow us, and you are will always be notified on the weekends when we do impromptu shows, as those are always not scheduled, but when we can go live, you get notified. So we had a bunch of fun over the weekend. We actually went on both Saturday and Sunday this weekend, which is not usual. It's not very typical of us to do that. We had fun. So what you been up to today, Eric?
Not a whole lot. I was going to try to get the teeth cleaning done, but had to cancel last minute.
Gotcha, I got it. Well, that's cool. Welcome to the show, Planet ADHD. And Robert,
that's Brian.
What did you do over the weekend?
Not much. Played some more of my game that I got. It's Disneyland Adventures.
Okay. Now, in Disneyland Adventures, are you able to build rides and stuff, or what?
No, it's just like the real Disney park.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't do too much. I ran some errands and whatnot. Oh, it's Father Brian. Okay, I was wondering. I know Eric had said it's Brian, but it's Father.
Yeah.
It's your incognito.
yeah.
I can't keep track of everybody changing up their names. We had, I guess it was, who was it yesterday that I thought it was Flo?
You were thinking about Sue of the Returning Citizens podcast.
There you go. I thought Sue was Flo, but I was mistaken. Anyways, welcome to the show. And we're just seeing what's going on, how Eric and Robert's weekend was. Slightly kind of just hung out, ran some errands. tend to anything too strenuous, which is always nice. Thanks for the cup of coffee, Eric. I appreciate that.
Your favorite, right?
It is. I'm waiting on mine, my one that's brewing right now. The other half is brewing it because I ran out of time. Tonight, microwave dinner, actually. It's a
repeat of one day last week.
Yeah, we got Indian food today. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm eating macaroni and cheese from a box for supper.
Okay. That works.
I had three chicken legs.
You're always eating chicken, it seems, Eric.
Well, I'm going to have chicken tomorrow for supper.
Are you going to have chicken wings, thighs, or breast?
Depending on what food stamps covers, because there's certain things they cover, certain things they won't.
Okay.
I don't know what type of if I had the chicken, I'd like chicken wings the best. Welcome to the show, Onyx. Good to see you, buddy. I saw you earlier in the Milk Dog show.
Mm-hmm.
We were having fun over there. But that was about it. Nothing too exciting over the weekend. Went back to work today. It was kind of slow, but as soon as I left, it picked right up. So I've gotten to the conclusion that I should just be away a lot more.
Thank you.
That was the coffee delivery. Slightly's got two cups of coffee now, everybody. That's right.
Yes.
All right. So I was looking into a story that Eric showed me over the weekend. Our news a little bit here. And basically has to do with TikTok. And I don't know much about TikTok. Hell, I barely can use Instagram. I don't even know all the ins and outs of that. And everyone's lucky that I'm even on, Twitter or Tweeter. And
Twitter and Facebook, of course.
Yeah. But apparently TikTok is the rage nowadays, apparently, according to everybody that I talk to. I guess it's the most popular amongst the youngsters. I guess they've been around since 2018. And it's a company that's basically the parent company is owned over in China. And over the weekend, Eric sent me a news article and basically saying that President Trump said that he's going to ban TikTok through an executive action. So I'm like, well, I got to look into this. I don't know much about TikTok. And, you know, what's all, you know, why the fuck would he want to even consider banning an app?
Right.
Onyx says, why do I pee more than I drink? I don't know, Onyx. Maybe you should see a doctor about that. I don't know. That's a weird one. But anyways, so I read the article, and I'll briefly go through it. So that's basically the headline. And basically, last Friday, President Trump told reporters that he will act soon to ban Chinese-owned video app TikTok from the United States. That's what NBC was reporting. Trump made the comments while chatting with reporters on Air Force One during the flight back from Washington, or the flight back to Washington from Florida. As far as TikTok is concerned, we're banning them from the United States, Trump said, calling the action a severance. Trump did not specify whether he will act through an executive order or another method, such as a designation, according to NBC News. Well, I have that authority. I can do it with an executive order or that, Trump says. TikTok spokesman told NBC News that the app helped to create jobs across the United States and was committed to user privacy. So here's the deal. It sounds to me like President Trump, I don't think it has anything to do with user privacy. I think it has more to do with just President Trump being a fuck ass because he can't stand China right now. And so now, you know, he wants to punish anything that's owned by China and, you know, go from there. That's how I perceive it. If you guys think otherwise, tell me. I think Trump is going a little too far with it. But then, in addition to that, today, I also read that Microsoft is looking to buy TikTok. And Trump is okay with Microsoft buying TikTok. He's saying that the app will close on September 15th if they do not acquire it by then. So for all you TikTok users, I guess your new best friend is Bill Gates, even though he might be off killing children and all that with fake coronavirus vaccines. But apparently Bill Gates is going to be buying TikTok. President Trump gave his verbal approval to a potential deal between TikTok and an American company, say Microsoft, but said TikTok had until September 15th to close such a deal or face a U.S. ban. So I think that right there tells the whole story. I mean, he's okay with an American company owning TikTok, and it can still be around, but God forbid it be, you know, people that own it over in China. So,
well, gee, that sounds to me like it's racist.
I don't think it has anything to do with race. I would say more nationalistic. If that would that be appropriate, Eric?
Or something along those lines, are political to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think it's all political. Welcome to the show, 2K.
What's up? Thank you.
Not much. I mean, we had a couple callers briefly go over this over the weekend.
Right.
I could see their point of view. I mean, if it's all about user privacy and all that, which, like I said, I don't think this has anything to do with what Trump is concerned about. The government has all of our information by now, whether it be from your face recognition from your iPhone or your thumbprint from your phone or God only knows what else they have. And if you don't think that they sell that shit off, then you're just stupid. All of our information's out there on the web. And so I don't think this has anything to do with protecting consumers. Do any of you guys think that?
I don't. I've been covering the story for a little bit now as well. And from what I heard, Trump's worried about data that China's using from the users that use TikTok here in America. There's a few other countries that actually have banned TikTok as well because of that, their worry. So we wouldn't be the first country to ban it.
Do you know what countries have banned it?
Not offhand. Hold on. I can look it up and I can give you that information.
And they're saying,
sorry, go ahead.
Are they saying the reason they're banning it is because of privacy concerns?
They believe China's using the data that they get from each user for, you know, possible terrorist stuff and other stuff as well. So they think it's going to cause some issues. And some other countries actually have banned it. I believe India is one of the countries that has banned TikTok over there.
Oh, wow. Well, go ahead, Eric.
As far as India is concerned, if like Hobo Chillin or Wazad, of course, is watching this, I'm sure we would be interested in hearing from them too and what their take is if they're even familiar with it.
Yeah, I haven't even. Yeah, I would be interested in thinking, having to hear what other people have to say from other countries. I mean,
I've gotten
onto the app. I have no idea.
Well, and another thing I would add, our friend Crax, I mean, made the tough decision that she's ending, you know, her relationship with TikTok by closing her account because she felt like in good conscience and good faith when she announced Friday that she could no longer support a social media platform that is either having handing over information to the Chinese government or having it forcibly taken from them, you know, seeing that as an egregious human rights violation. But if TikTok is doing that, you know, like why aren't, like say, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram being looked into or YouTube and Google for that matter?
Well, that's the thing. I agree with that, Eric. I think, you know, Facebook, all these social media apps get as much information from you as they can. I think right. The biggest reason they get the information is to sell you shit, number one. But,
right.
I mean, from my point of view, what exactly, you know, And I get that somebody might feel a little bit on edge about being on a platform, knowing that the platform shares information to the government. But
right.
I mean, what exact information are people concerned about that the government's going to get their hands on?
Or are and then there's also the issue of national security. We get that, and are the identity theft issue that's been going on for years.
Right.
Yeah.
You go ahead. Sorry, 2K.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying go ahead.
Oh, so I did play a clip on my show earlier about Microsoft wanting to buy TikTok, if that's okay to play, or I can just actually here. Let me just send you the link, because it might actually sound better coming from you than me. So hold on, let me pop it up on. I'll send it to you on Twitter.
Okay.
Because I'm on my phone, so it'll probably sound better coming from you anyway.
So another story, still has something to do with China. Apparently, there has been seeds coming from China being delivered all across the United States. Man plants mysterious seeds from China being sent across the United States. The story reads, this is from our good friends at... I don't know. I think it's from Fox.
It is a very food situation.
Anyways, the story goes, U.S. Department of Agriculture is warning people to watch out for unsolicited packages of seeds shipped from China. Experts are concerned the seeds could be an invasive species and are warning people not to plant them. Before word got out, a man in Boonville, wherever the hell that is, must be in Arkansas. It is, actually. Planted the seeds, and they've been growing in his garden for 2 months. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture is unsure what kind of plant it is and plans to remove it. We brought them down here and planted the seeds just to see what would happen. Every 2 weeks, I'd come by and put Miracle-Gro on it, and they just started growing like crazy, said Doyle Crenshaw. Experts are unsure of what this plant really is, but the concern is turning out to be an invasive species, which could hurt local agriculture. So... It's quite interesting how now all of a sudden everybody's all concerned about what's China's doing and what are they sending and what information do they have. And, I guess this is all stemming from, this all stems back, I think, about a week or two about the United States government worrying that China is trying to steal our secrets about the COVID-19 vaccine.
And the Eagles go from here.
Let's see here. Where did it go? I'm looking for what my friend 2K sent, and I do not see it yet. There it is. Where is that? 2K. Oh, there it is. All right, so we'll play this clip here.
So I'm just gonna pick one.
We'll wait for the commercial to finish.
I was gonna say that is not it.
That is not it. Okay, here we go.
Get to Eamon Jabbers for more on what is a very fluid situation.
Yeah, David, that's right. A lot of wheeling and dealing here in the social media space, and oddly enough, a lot of that wheeling and dealing is taking place inside the White House now, with Microsoft suggesting that their CEO had a phone call with President Trump over the weekend to hash out some of the details here. Microsoft issuing a statement very much suggesting that they're looking to move forward with this transaction. What they're saying is, in part, Microsoft fully appreciates the importance of addressing the president's concerns. It is committed to acquiring TikTok subject to a complete security review and providing proper economic benefits to the United States, including to the United States Treasury. So the president here taking a very direct role, and the law allows him to do that, David. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, otherwise known by the unwieldy acronym CFIUS, does take a stand on whether foreign entities can purchase U.S. assets or can do business inside the United States. CFIUS in recent years has been given much more expansive power The big concern at CFIUS and at the White House is access by the Chinese government to data on Americans. And with 100 million U.S. customers, TikTok certainly has a lot of data on Americans. And the question is whether the Chinese government could use that for some nefarious purpose. That data concern has been really on the uptick at CFIUS, and that puts the president in a position to be a disruptor here and to force a transaction if he wants to do that, David.
Fascinating. Yeah. Eamon, of course, CFIUS comes to mind as well. And it so often is because of its centrality in terms of the disputes between the U.S. and China. I remember when I was following very closely a couple of years ago, Qualcomm fighting off a hostile bid from Broadcom. And eventually it was CFIUS, right, as you well know, Eamon, that came to Qualcomm's rescue, essentially saying 5G is a national priority in this country. And even though Broadcom became a U.S. company, wasn't enough.
Yeah, look, I mean, CFIUS, you think of it in terms of defense acquisitions or telecommunications acquisitions, but now it's getting much more involved in anything having to do with data of any kind. And in recent months, really a new focus on medical data acquisitions by the Chinese. There's some real concern around that area as well, David. So this is a much broader effort now by the U.S. government to block Chinese acquisitions of a whole host of different types of assets inside the United States. And anybody in the M&A industry really needs to be paying some attention to what's going on at CFIUS.
So there you have it. And like I said, I think it kind of goes back to the whole concern as far as information getting back with China. I know this all stemmed back in the first place with, our government worried about them stealing COVID-19 vaccine information. So I don't know. On one hand, I don't know. I disagree. Regardless, I disagree with Trump for trying to say that even if China were to keep, the investment firm in China were to keep TikTok, I think we should all already be aware that no matter what, be careful what you're fucking signing up for and be careful what you put out into the, onto the internet. Thoughts?
Well, another discussion we brought up is like whenever we sign up for platforms, like whether it's the Podbean podcast app or Twitter, or Instagram or Facebook, is people oftentimes do not thoroughly read through the terms of service and privacy policies. It's kind of like, like a virtual or interactive contract's fine print.
Yeah, no, I mean, nobody reads that shit. There's so many pages, so many words. It would be the same thing as if any of our politicians would read a 1,000-page bill. That's the chance of people actually reading terms of service on agreements. I mean, even when we go and purchase a cell phone, how many of you out there even read your contract or the terms of service? All you really care about is how much you're going to pay and what are you going to get for it. Pertwee in the chat says they don't tell us when applying for marriage licenses to be careful what you're signing up for. This is true. Very true.
So does somebody want to explain what TikTok is? Because I don't have it installed and I'm not using it according to what I just heard you say.
Do you know what a Snapchat is?
Yeah, I used that once, but it wasn't on my phone. It was on someone else's phone.
Well, you know how you could take pictures and videos and stuff on there?
Yes.
It's kind of TikTok's just like that, but without actually being able to, message people and talk. It's just a video making app. So on there, they can have like music in the background that you sing to. Or you could just take filtered pictures. There's a bunch of different stuff, but it's more like video and picture taking than anything else.
Now the question
is, it ain't worth signing up for something like that if they're going to steal
really
your information.
Right, but what I'm saying is that I don't think a president should come out with an all-out ban on an app or even a platform if the society is aware of the type of information that might be given up. Then that should be their choice whether they want to sign up for that or not. Is it not?
No, I completely agree. I think they're just, with everything that's going on with China and with COVID-19 because of them, our government's just freaking out about anything that has to do with China.
Yeah, no, I agree with it. If it was any other country, I don't think we would see Trump being as harsh. I think he's got a thing, he's got a boner for China, and he's just going to put it to him as much as he can at any point in time.
And as I said before, we're not the only country. India has put a permanent ban on the app as well because they have the same fear that China's going to use the data received for whatever they want and possible, you know, terrorist attacks and other things. So I think it's overhyped, but it is what it is at this point.
And at the end of the day, like I have been saying before, if you are already on Facebook, if you are already on Twitter, or in many of the other ones, social media, I'm sorry, guys, but people already got your information and they're already sharing it. They're selling that shit. So this is all just, you know, just like usual. To me, it's all smoke and mirrors. There's ulterior motives of why he's wanting to do this. It has nothing to do with our privacy.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I was done on that.
Oh, just like how we're going to ban TikTok, China has banned Facebook and a lot of the social media we have here. So, I mean, countries are banning social media for different reasons. It's not just us.
Right. No, I agree with you. Welcome to the show, me. It's good to see you. And apparently, yeah, it's always a hoot to have you. Sorry I don't have your friend.
Hey, me. Welcome.
With us yet. Other news, and I'm not going to go fully into this. It's just going to be a headline. Our good friend, America's favorite doctor, Dr. Fauci, he's come out today and says K-12 schools and colleges can reopen, but safety should come first. So he's coming out and saying that, we should be sending our kids back to school, but make sure that they're safe. Next week, he'll probably say something different. So stay tuned to that.
I'm not even going to get into that.
I just read the headlines. I don't make them. I got a good one for you. In the UK, a man loses penis to infection, and a doctor builds one on his arm.
All right, I'm out of here, folks. Have a good night. I love y'all. Good night.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry, I'm telling you.
I don't want to see any pictures of that.
Well,
I am getting off YouTube immediately.
If you're on our YouTube stream, you'll not see it. But anyways, I've heard of a different
thank you, Bertley.
So a British man who lost his penis to a severe blood infection now has a new one built on his arm. Malcolm McDonald, whose surgeons were able to add an extra 2 inches to his manhood, is now awaiting final surgery to transfer it to its rightful place.
What did you say his last name was?
McDonald.
I have too many jokes there. Go ahead, continue.
The 45-year-old
wow.
Perineum infection that worked into sepsis, and soon he saw his fingers, toes, and penis turn black, according to the report by The Sun. He was completely gutted when his penis fell off in 2014, though his testicles were still intact. He reportedly nicknamed the appendage, quote-unquote, Jimmy, and can now find the humor in the situation while he waits his final procedure.
They show a picture on his arm on YouTube.
I think this is a kind of, like, medical procedure. They use this in, like, breast reconstruction surgery for women who've had double mastectomies from, like, battling breast cancer, where they could take like tissue from different parts of the body, and they can create like a new organ in the place of the old one. Similar to how with women, they can create new breasts for them without getting too graphic. But I don't know what the specific name for that procedure is.
I'm not sure. He goes on to say, McDonald is quoted as saying, "Of course, it is mad having a penis on your arm. Not even I am used to it. But when you think about it, it's actually amazing."
He's loving it, I bet.
That's kind of weird. But yeah, it was an interesting It's an elbow. I don't know about his elbow. But. So I have many questions that this article does not inform us of, but I guess I'll save those for another day.
Tell you one thing you don't want to do.
Yes.
Don't give him a high five and be like, so how's it hanging? We all know what's hanging.
Anyways, I thought that was an interesting news story that I wanted to bring you guys. I thought you guys would find that very intriguing, to say the least.
So does he have to wear underwear on his arm?
My question is, does he urinate from his arm? I don't know.
That'd be hilarious.
And he would have to be careful as well, because wouldn't he? He could be convicted of what is it?
Indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure and be considered a what are they called?
Pedophile.
Not a pedophile, but if he could be committing a sex crime.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. The last thing I got for everybody. Apparently, at the border near Yuma, Arizona, another person has died. A 33-year-old Mexican man from Mexico, obviously, died in American custody on Saturday about a week after falling from the U.S.-Mexico border. So apparently, he was attempting to cross over the wall, and he fell, and he is no longer with us. So,
see, that was his problem. He didn't dig. He tried to crawl.
That's the second death over the last couple of months that I know about. But I don't know. I don't wish anybody to die. I mean, at some point, people need to pay attention to why there might be a wall there. I don't know. But anyways, that's about it. It's not the wall's fault. No, it's not the wall's fault. This is true. But we don't want people to hear people dying, apparently. Anyways, that's all I got. In sports, we have 2K here with us. Right now, it's the top of the fourth here in San Diego. The Dodgers and Padres are tied at one. That's the latest.
See, now you're showing me up. Now I gotta get my Reds news.
What do you have? What do you have for sports there?
Cincinnati's losing to Cleveland, 2-1 right now.
Oh, I forgot. Now we're introducing sports. We have to do this jingle. Oh. Okay, go ahead with sports, 2K.
So I do have a video I want you to play as well. It's from ESPN. Apparently, the NFL has had a lot of opt-outs. They have over 40. I think the last count was like 43 players. Some of them have been huge players. I know the Chargers don't have any players that have opted out, but I did just send you a video. I would like you to play of that as well.
Okay, give me one second here.
Go ahead.
I can get this ready here. What's going on, nonsense? Welcome to the show, buddy. I think we could do that. And I just need to do one more quick thing, and then we can hear the audio over there. Dun-dun. So they have not canceled baseball, so that's a good thing. I know Pertwee is very thankful for that.
Yeah. I will get to some more baseball news here after this video.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Someone's coming out of the closet.
Yeah. I'm coming and going.
Coming and going, yes. All right. So this is a ESPN video from, looks like, Adam Schefter.
As the day-to-day head coach, Doug Peterson will continue to do what he is doing from a virtual standpoint and continue to help run the team from afar, but make sure he doesn't come into contact with anyone within the organization. Now, their quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator, Press Taylor, already has been basically sequestered also because he was exposed to Doug Peterson, and this is the type of issue that the Eagles are now facing that any team could face on any type of period, because you have a head coach who tested positive, people who've been around him, and the Eagles had a scare last week where there was someone in the building who they tested positive, sent him home, gave him another test, and it turned out it was a false positive, and they had to then bring him back in. So this is the type of issue that every team in the league will have to face at one point or another, Greeny. We saw over the weekend the Detroit Lions put Matthew Stafford on the reserve COVID-19 list. The Jaguars do the same with their quarterback, Gardner Minshew. And so every team is handling it and addressing it in its own way, but it has hit the Eagles now, and they are the first team to really have to deal with a major loss as they have Doug Peterson testing positive. Mentioned the quarterbacks, they won't be the last teams that have it. Team seems to be putting more and more starters on the COVID-19 list, which mean that those players have tested positive or have been in close contact with somebody.
So far, 43 players have opted out.
All right. How much longer in the video did you want to do on that?
Oh, that was fine.
Okay. So, yeah, that's very interesting. Go ahead.
I do know Matthew Stafford from the Detroit Lions. He opted out, or he's on reserve. And Jacksonville Jaguars, can never pronounce his fucking name, but he's on reserve as well, so he won't be playing as well. But, yeah, they have 43-plus players. I think they're supposed to, by either later this week or next week, is the deadline to opt out for football. So I'm pretty sure more people will end up opting out, and we'll see what the football season will look like. If you're planning on doing fantasy football, any of you guys, I'd wait at least another week to see who's going to be playing or not, because you don't want to get your fantasy team screwed by picking a bunch of people that have opted out.
Right. So hold off on all your fantasy draft picks. What else do you have for us in sports there, Mr. 2K?
So for if we have any New York Mets fans in here, Cespedes opted out for the rest of the season, so he will not be playing as well. He was supposed to show up, I think, yesterday, day before, for a game, and didn't show up. That he didn't tell the team or anything, and people went to his hotel room to make sure he was all right. But yeah, he the team's not too happy about how he went about it. Possible consequences for that, but yeah, he is not playing for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, I read about that earlier. That's kind of crazy how he just didn't show up and didn't, give no rhyme or reason.
Apparently, it was just for. He eventually did give him a reason. It's for health reason and COVID issue. So from what I heard, he is he's healthy and safe, but he has some health concerns, so he's will not be playing the rest of the season.
Right. And according to reports, he will also forego any money owed to him over the final months of his four-year $110 million contract.
Correct. And then the St. Louis Cardinals, I reported on my show and a few other shows that they have postponed the games with the Brewers. They also just postponed all the games with the current series with the Detroit Tigers as well. So if you're a Detroit Tigers fan, they won't be playing again until Friday. And then the Cardinals won't be playing until Friday as well, as they postpone that. And there's another game, I think it is Monday, August 10th, it looks like, possibly. I don't know, it doesn't give a date because it's postponed. But the Cardinals versus the White Sox for that date has been postponed as well. So we're getting a lot of games postponed. I know the Marlins have damn near like 10 or 15 games that have been postponed.
Don't they have almost like 19 or 20 people on their entire organization have it?
Yeah, they have. I think the last thing I saw was 18 players, and they just they decided not to even fly back to Florida. They stayed wherever the hell they were staying.
Yeah.
And canceled a bunch of their games. So it'll be interesting to see, because, as you know, they have the doubleheaders now that are seven innings. If this keeps going on and they're canceling games, it's going to be interesting to see if they drag the season out even longer to get those games in, or will they figure out somewhat another way? Because as of right now, there's probably been close to 20 or 30 games postponed. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's been getting pretty crazy as far as how many cancellations of games there has been. To all my fellow baseball fans, I think I'm just about ready to say, you know, enjoy the baseball season while we have it. And I really don't think we're going to get a full 60-game season in. And, you know, at this point, the standings don't really matter. At least for me as a baseball fan, it's just great to see that there's baseball being played out on the diamond. And as long as the Dodgers go down to the Padres, that's all I really care about.
Amen to that.
Looks like Homeboy 88 is not the only Dodgers fan in the house. I could tell me is.
Apparently.
I will say this, though. I think baseball should have took a hint from some of the other sports. Like hockey and basketball, they're playing in a bubble, as they like to call it, where it's they're playing in a non-high area. Hockey has just resumed. If anybody is interested in hockey, they just started their playoffs a couple days ago up in Canada. They're not having fans attend, but all the games will play in a stadium up there. If you're wanting basketball, that has picked back up. They're playing in Florida, I believe in Disney, so all the games will be down there as well. They're not having fans in there either. But yeah, that's my sports news.
Thank
for
you
this evening. No problem.
Big round of applause for 2K and his sports tonight. Everybody, my good friend, my lovely Podbean wife, Madam Taz, has just come and joined us.
Yes.
I love you too, Taz. You're the sparkle to my day, each and every day. Anyways, that's going to wrap up all the news and sports and all that kind of stuff. We'll keep you updated on the Padres beating the Dodgers as we go through the show. But how are you doing tonight, Taz? We'll open it up for anybody that wants to call in. You're more welcome to bring up anything if you'd like to talk about anything you'd like. I do have some intro jingles that I worked on last night that I'm going to go ahead and start dishing out. The first one, for those of you that were with us over the weekend for our impromptu shows, I've already heard the first one that I will play. They're all going to sound very similar, but there's a couple, some words that are different in them. So we'll get to that right now. So the first one is going to be somewhere. As soon as I find the damn button. There we go. So this is the first one.
Live from Southern California. It's the Slightly Serious Show. The Slightly Serious Show. The furthest thing from serious. And now, here is your host, Slightly, along with co-host Eric from Georgia.
So that's the first one that I had produced over the weekend, and I put the final touches on it yesterday. And by the way, there's a scoring update. The piece of shit Will Myers for the San Diego Padres, who didn't do worth a crap last year, has hit a solo home run, so it's now 2-1 San Diego at the end of four.
Boo!
All right, so that was jingle number one for the intro. These are all intro jingles. Jingle number two is going to be here.
Live from Southern California. It's the Slightly Serious Show. The Slightly Serious Show. Fun, games, and friends while slightly serious. And now, here is your host, Slightly,
along with co-host Eric from Georgia.
So that's number two. We have two more to go. This is number three.
Live from Southern California.
It's the Slightly Serious Show.
The Slightly Serious Show,
where seriousness
is optional.
And now, here is your host, Slightly, along with co-host Eric from Georgia.
And then the final one.
Live from Southern California.
Oh, hold on. I got to stop this. Okay. Getting overwhelmed. All right. Last one.
Live from Southern California.
It's the Slightly Serious Show.
Slightly Serious.
Always fun.
And then the rest, it plays out just like the other ones do. So anyways, that's what I've been working on. Yes, I know. I know you like the first one.
I think 1 and 4 is the best.
There's no bias on Pertwee's why number one. Madam Tess is number one, the first one as well. So I have a couple of ones that I need to still put together. I need to re-record a couple of them because all of the suggestions are great that I've been getting. I do need to reword a couple of them to make them sound better. So, it's a work in progress, everybody. And it's pretty fun. It's very exciting. Which one, how do you like those, Eric?
Oh, they sound very good. I know Taz enjoys number one. Which one did you like me? Was it the third or the fourth? And which one did Pertwee like again?
Pertwee likes number one.
Yeah.
That's because Pertwee...
Second and fourth, she said. Pertwee said one. I think Pertwee and Taz are in agreement on number one.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe we'll mix them up. You never know. Me's drunk, Pertwee says.
2K says number three. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So we'll have it. I know I have at least two or three more I have to record. Looks like that pesky Dodger fan's calling. Welcome to the
show. Hi, guys. Hey, Pert, I actually am drunk, okay? But I like two of four.
That's what it takes to listen to my show. You have to have contact in your head.
Or you can at least be masturbating.
Thank you for the chat. Thank you for that. So how are you doing? You're obviously
watching the stupid Dodger game.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you let us know that we got a home run in the game?
I know. Ooh. Why didn't we get a home run?
Hell yeah, go Padres.
This Mike's Hard Lemonade isn't working.
You poor thing.
Right.
So which one did you, out of all four jingles, which ones did you like?
I like the two and the four.
Two and four.
It kind of sounded like Power 106 or like, have you ever been down here? Do you remember what Power 106 was all about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, there's all kinds of different. There's all kinds of different things I can use. I even across the board. I use the same music heads and the same sound effects. But there's so many music choices to choose from and sound effects to use and stuff like that. So take one thing at a time. But it was fun. It's exciting to put together. No, it's 2-1 right now. Anywho, me, you do have an. Sounds like you have an echo, me.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Taz and Pert, we notice it.
The Padres have Chris Pod.
Hey, that means you get double the voice. That's even better.
I'm gonna, even though I do not want to do it, I'm gonna let you go, and hopefully you can call back without an echo. But go Padres, me. I love me.
Wow,
she's a doll.
I like her too.
I don't want the listeners here on Podbean or on YouTube. I know, boo. I know. Here we go. She's gonna call back with booze. How's it sounding now, man?
I didn't mean to call you back. I butt dialed.
Oh, her butt was thinking about me. How cute. No worries. Anyways, I'd love to have anybody on. We do have to keep our listeners' ears in mind, though. We want it to be pleasant. So, anyways, I'll be working on more jingles and stuff like that. We'll work on the intros, and we'll work on an outro, and then some fun ones for in between. But that's what I've been working on, and that working, and that's about all that Slightly's been up to. Any exciting things anybody would like to share of what's going on in your lives or anything that you're pissed off about that you want to share?
I have some Padres update. Corey Seager for the Giants hit a double. It is one out with a man on second.
Oh, thanks for the live update there. I appreciate it.
No problem.
What are you up to, Pertwee? I heard you earlier. If you are you able to call in to see what's going on? Would love to talk to you. Anyways, not much else is going on. I had some free time over the weekend. There's not a whole hell of a lot that's open, so I really couldn't do much. I might go to the zoo this coming weekend. The other half is talking about going to Palm Springs. So maybe we'll do that. I don't know. Anybody been to Palm Springs? Me is probably. Although it's pretty fucking hot out there. It's probably like over 100 degrees. I like my 70-degree weather out here on the coast. I went out for a nice evening stroll last night on the coast. And my walk was disturbed by the train, the freight train that runs. Thankfully, I scooted to the side because I normally walk on the tracks. And I was blessed that the cliff didn't fall even more than it has in recent times. What's going on, Pertwee? What's up, buddy?
Mr. Slightly and co-host Eric from Georgia. How you doing?
Thank you.
Pretty good. Can't complain. It's it's another start to another fabulous week. Another
I may
day.
I have to go on mute just for a brief period in a bit, but anyway, I wanted to call in.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, we're just chilling out, just taking it easy, actually.
Your weather is so beautiful there, but you don't like freight trains? I love the sound of a freight train. Are you just talking about it interrupting your walk?
Well, a couple things that scare me, because I always walk there. The freight train runs right along a cliff here on the coast.
Yeah.
And below the cliff is the ocean. And over the past year or so, the cliff is kind of deteriorating. And we've had shit, the cliffs, like, crumble and fall. So every time I'm walking and I have to move for the train, I'm just hoping I don't go down towards the ocean with the cliff.
So is there any kind of a walkway beside the track or the track or just a little shoulder?
It's a little shoulder just with rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, the wonderful people out here, they're so brilliant. And I say that sarcastically. They're concerned about the cliffs and all that. So they're like, oh, well, we need to petition and move the track towards the freeway. I'm like, sure, spend billions of dollars just to move a fucking train.
So you're living life on the edge.
Yeah, pretty much. I go about an hour. It's very rarely that I see the train itself. During the daytime, it's a passenger train, and then in the evening, they do freight. So I took the train up there. It's an Amtrak. Anaheim one. That was fun. Not much. I'm doing pretty good, homeboy. What are you up to? I'm just chilling here, watching the Padres beat the Dodgers 2-1 here in the top of the fifth, and enjoying my good old friends here, and talking with Pertwee and talking about trains.
What's up, homeboy?
So it's a nice ride. If you're gonna catch a ball game over in Anaheim, because the train stops right at the ballpark up in Anaheim. So,
Padres update, game's tied at 2. Matt Beattie hit a single and scored the man on second.
Oh, my Lord.
So, you may have a tie ball game here in San Diego. What's going on? Ryan. How you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you in a while. Hopefully everything's going well for you, my friend. We're just chatting. Nothing. No big topics on the table right now. Just chilling out on a Monday evening here in Southern California, talking with my good buddy Pertwee, 2K, Robert, and Eric, and just hanging out. I put a couple jingles together. We went through those earlier. I'll have some more probably tomorrow or the next day. And I don't know. Pertwee, were you here the other day when we did that trial of that one game? What was it? Quick and Dirty?
You were doing the ones with the letter starts or the yeah. one starts with the letter whatever. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, I like that one. I think that'll
yeah,
be
I didn't hear enough or catch enough of it to understand it, but it is one of your games, right?
Well, yeah, it was a game that I thought I might introduce to the show, and I was doing a trial run with me, and she kicked my ass, so I kind of like put it on hold for a while.
You know, to be the host of the show, you seem to get your ass kicked a lot in your game slightly. Maybe you want to rethink that.
Well, you know, the whole thing is I'm supposed to moderate the game, not be a part of the game.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I guess that's true.
Yeah. I mean, younger people, you know, have an advantage. They're quicker on their feet than us older people.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, that's. I think I've learned that the hard way lately. Because even if I had like an Xbox or a PS4 game, you know, I used to like the Call of Duty games, and I get my ass kicked, like drop you into the world and I'm dead.
Well, like, they're definitely quicker just, with their thumbs.
Yeah, just stay away from trivia games, bro.
No, trivia games are not my thing, but I enjoy trivia games.
And I was watching the Padres. I'm watching the Padres game on your website. Apparently there was an issue, but no, you guys are still up 2-1. They changed. I had to refresh, and they changed it. So the Dodgers have a man on third and first with one out.
Well, I hate to say it, but the update that
oh,
I
hold on.
Is 3-2 oh, right now.
Yeah, I just got it too. Will Smith hit a double to center.
He's a triple threat. Actor, singer, and baseball player.
This is a white guy, so I don't think so.
Careful there. Jeez.
So that's why Mee's not calling back in. She's probably watching TV rooting for the Dodgers.
Yeah, she probably just spit out her drink in excitement. Damn Dodgers. I hate them fucking Dodgers.
And they really don't even got anybody good on their team, for real. I'm looking at all these people that are on their team. I'm like, I don't know you, or you. Chris Taylor's about the only person I know.
Back in the day, we used to always have the Yankees and Dodgers in the playoffs. My dad used to always love rooting for the Yankees.
I would root for the Yankees, too. Yeah, anybody that goes against the Dodgers, I'll root for them. We just hate the Dodgers and any LA team. I think we just don't like most people from LA, with the exception of me, of course.
The exception of who?
With the exception of me. What's going on, Jill?
I didn't think she was from actual LA. Hey, Jill.
I don't know. I wonder if she's in Orange County or not, because people up in Orange County, they want to make sure that you know that they do not live in LA. They live in Orange County. That's a big, big whoop-de-doo type thing, I guess, up there.
Yeah. God, I guess she's gone, because I don't see her responding.
Yeah, she's not paying attention to us.
So, since we're speaking of baseball, you know what team looks really, really good this year?
The Padres.
Besides them.
Oh, who?
The Minnesota Twins.
Oh, the Twinkies.
No, they're not the Twinkies. They're the Minnesota Twins.
They whooped the shit out of Cleveland.
Oh, wow. Doesn't everybody whoop the shit out of Cleveland?
Slightly, excuse me. I'm going to go put my dick in a pencil sharpener for a minute.
You have fun with that.
That's something between me and Slightly from several shows ago.
Right.
If I hear any screaming, yeah.
What's going on, children? Not much going on. sports tonight.
Fifth inning's over, by the way. Catcher Austin Hedges picks off Will Smith at third base.
Oh, very cool. Well, if we're only down by a run, no problem. Fernando Tatis Jr., he's like the stud of all of baseball right now. So. He is the bee's knees.
Cleveland Twins whooped the shit out of them. Cleveland only scored like 3 runs.
Oh,
the whole series.
Yeah, sure. Now you're back, Mee. We have a quick question for you, Mee. Are you from Los Angeles or do you live in the OC? Because I know people from the OC are very particular to make sure that we know that they're from the OC and not LA.
Mm-hmm.
I think people from the OC are kind of stuck up. Just saying.
Well, no, and the answers are not where she's from then, right? If she doesn't answer this, she's from OC.
Right.
the Reds are beating Cleveland 3-2 now. Woo woo.
Oh, there you go. You're a big Reds fan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. My dad used to play for the organization. He never made it to the big leagues, though.
And what year?
We already went through this. I don't even remember. You looked it up, and there was something that was close. He made it to
Yeah. I think he was there for around one of the championships. So, look, he's even done what your Padres haven't done.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, hell no.
That's right.
I was waiting for that.
I had to hoop for it.
Oh, that was great.
He's on a roll tonight. Are you there? He's always on. I'm here, Pertwee. Are you?
Yeah, well, I guess it's official. Mee's from OC. She didn't answer.
Yeah, she took off.
She took. Yeah, she's still somewhere in here. She's probably just ignoring us. Reds are ass, too. Well, I do know that the Reds are owned by a very big racist owner. She was a fucking...
She still owns a Marshot?
No, I think she's dead by now.
Well, I was going to say, I thought she passed away.
I think she smoked too many cigarettes to be alive still.
Who is that?
Marge Shot.
Only thing that kept her alive, I think.
I wasn't aware of that.
Hey, she's no longer alive.
She would be Nancy Pelosi's sister almost. Almost.
Nida, welcome to the show, young lady. How are you? We're just doing a little sports talk tonight. We've got about 25 plus minutes left. And just on the line with 2K, Eric, Robert, and Kirby. Of course. Not a problem. Much love to you. Thank you for tuning in. You have any? Are you have any interest in any type of sports or do you watch sports? Who's breathing really hard? Is that you?
I guess 2K breathing through his beard.
Ha ha ha, funny.
I love
what do you love? Robert fell asleep.
I love watching TV.
Robert probably did go
it's
to
not
sleep.
Not coming from me. Robert, can you still hear us?
I'm still here. Yes, I'm still here.
When I'm not talking, I mute mine.
I'm just buzzing your chops.
Nida likes watching people play. It doesn't matter the game.
Top or bottom?
Hey! I thought this was a family show tonight.
Yes.
She said I love watching. I was going to say me too, but she's typing too quick.
Well, come on. I'm here. This is never a family show.
Okay. I'm going to play the sound effect Eric told me to download last night to abort.
That sounds like we're getting ready to have a rave party or something.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's the new horn. It's bottom. That's a statement. Oh.
Oh, big statement. Okay.
Nida. Wow. Our show.
I'm headed over to you right now.
I'm sure the Dodgers take the lead and Hoboy wants to call in. Welcome to
I'll bring the sandwich bags, you bring the lube.
What's up, homeboy?
I swear to God, Los Angeles Dodgers, I'm going to disown you. I'm not going to follow you anymore if you lose to the fucking Padres. I swear to God.
Oh, they're going
to
lose to the Padres. You should already know.
What is this? What is fucking upside down world? What's going on here?
What happened?
Well, the Dodgers are ass.
Why is your profile picture white?
Why did it what?
Your profile picture is like a solid white.
It is?
Yeah.
No, I think I went into the Matrix. Are you serious? Nobody can, wait, I can nobody see it. Can see mine? I think it's just like, it's weird that the host can't see it sometimes. No, it's me screaming like a madman into the microphone. Right, Eric?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. I mean, I'll screenshot it and tweet it to Slightly if you want me to.
Okay.
You know who has the funniest picture is the messenger.
Oh, that's Robert. Yeah.
Hey, you have the funniest picture on Potty. What's wrong with the picture?
Nothing's wrong with the picture.
I mean, no, I'm not going to say nothing. But
no comment.
It looks like you're in fucking bliss, bro. It does. I mean, it looks like you're in total bliss.
Does that mean like he's high as a kite?
I don't know what it is, but I don't
it looks like you should. It looks. Hey, it looks like he should be wearing a dunce cap.
What's on the side? Are those earphones? What is that?
Yeah,
the
yellow that's bagels. My headphones.
I thought those were his hearing aids.
No, they're my headphones.
Oh man. Here, I'm going to send you $100 so you can get different color headphones.
The short bus.
It looks weird with the yellow, bro. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be mean.
Hey, homeboy. Why don't you send him $150
for his buying pick? Padres and Dodgers are tied at 3.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Like I said,
wait, Fernando, you're actually gonna Junior send me money?
A home run. Hell yeah. Yes, homeboy's gonna send you $100 cash. That's what he's saying. We have it
reported. Yeah, but I'm trying to get him to send him $150 so he can buy a new pick to put up there too.
I'll throw in a $50 for that.
Okay. So we're up to $150 for Robert. I have a special announcement to make tonight. Can you put mute if you're entering your car, please? Special announcement tonight.
Slightly.
Hold on. Let me make my damn announcement.
No, so, I know.
All right.
I just got out of the Matrix, so I didn't hear you. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. So the announcement tonight that we're going to be making is that Slightly has made a deal with one of the two dumbasses. Thank you, TK. I'm a fucking dude.
Hold on. No, I don't drive, you jackass.
Podbean cannot fucking get the mute button in the host soon enough. Anyways, I don't
That's
know
fucking 2K, man. That was him backing up.
You guys let me know who it is and I'll drop it. Anyways, Smiley's made an arrangement with one of the two, not the two dumbasses, one of the drunken cousins, Prince Akeem. Some of you may have known him from other shows that he's been banned from. But the deal is Smiley's going to put together a jingle for his cousin for their show. In exchange, we're going to have a live video feed of Prince Akeem cracking an egg and using Busch Light beer to wash his hair like shampoo. And so I'm very excited to see this. I know, Taz, but it'll be entertaining to watch. So I think stay tuned for that. I'll be sure to let everybody know when that's going to happen. That will also be streamed live on our YouTube Live channel. So stay tuned for that. It'll be thoroughly entertaining and enjoyable. Okay, back to you, homeboy. What were you going to say?
No, they're tied up, right?
Yes, 3-3.
Dodgers and Padres, right?
3-3.
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, because you know what? I have like 15 Dodger shirts. I don't want to throw them away, you know?
How are we calling me when he's
already... I got Dodger hats.
Did you just call back in?
Can you hear me?
Who?
I hear you.
I can hear you, Pertwee. You must have got kicked out and come back.
I have
homeboy. I have a suggestion for you.
Hold on, one at a time, please.
2K. Oh fuck, man! This 2K. I thought you quit Podbean, motherfucker.
I did. I came back, bitch.
So,
yeah, yes, senior host, slightly serious show.
There you go, Taz. You're gonna be pissed off, but
oh my god!
Oh, that's fucked up.
I don't think he ever got the turn.
Hey, I do that shit all the time to him.
I was gonna ask homeboy a question. Now you hung up on him.
No, the call must have dropped. It must have been.
He was in the Matrix.
You can go to his show next time when he's on.
Have him call back.
No, slightly got no. The police department got defunded. He can't call back.
Oh my god!
Why that one bit?
No, I don't know. He wasn't muted. There was a lot of feedback. That's why I dropped the call. homeboy, I have nothing bad against him, but you know, when Taz says something, slightly listens.
How about when she asks you something though?
Oh yes,
text.
You're such a liar. You don't listen.
You're okay. What's
but
going
she's
on?
Asking, is it Robert or is it Roger?
It's Robert.
It's Robert.
Okay, because we knew him as Roger in a different show.
Oh, fuck, he's back.
Okay, homeboy. Hello?
He's not talking.
He's in the Matrix.
He's not talking, he's behaving.
Go ahead and ask your question.
He'll talk.
Where's the $100 so I can order my headphones for the $150?
Just send him a receipt. He'll send you a check back, Robert. He promises. Look at that face.
I don't
look
have
how
the,
honest he looks.
I don't have the cash to order him right this minute.
Hey, you Robert.
Hey, what the hell? You got money. You're buying video games, right?
Yeah, Robert, do you take Bitcoins?
No, I don't take Bitcoin. I don't
There's
have a Bitcoin
things he
machine.
Takes, but it's not a Bitcoin.
I have a few.
Robert, why don't you sell some of your old video games? Then you could buy a new set of headphones.
I don't have video games. They're all digital.
Well, what's
the other
wrong
day with you said phone? You bought a video game.
What's wrong with his headphones?
Yeah, like yellow's my favorite color.
Bagels.
You look like you have lemons on your ear.
Yeah.
Well, all that matters is that he likes them.
Or split. Well, Taz doesn't like them, I don't think.
Oh, Taz?
Do you like his headphones?
Taz.
Homeboy doesn't.
I'm sorry, Madam Taz, do you like his headphones?
I don't care.
Madam Taz, do you like Homeboy's headphones?
Oh, fuck, we know the answer to that.
This is going to take a while.
I'm going to write a whole paragraph on that.
How long we got?
So now Homeboy's going to have a new thing coming in the show. He's going to be called Madam Taz.
Messenger, by the way, Robert. Yes, she loves. She just doesn't like the feedback that he was giving on the show.
Oh, I was just asking if she liked his headphones, not Homeboy.
Oh,
you mean her? You mean his turn signal?
Was that who was making the fucking door sound? That was so annoying.
I'm in a hotel.
Wow. I was like the car door sound. Yeah,
that's Homeboy for you.
Okay, yeah.
Taz says yes, it's always him.
I'm telling you, Podbean needs to give the host the control to monitor the
the demon sperm alien DNA.
Do you know who that is? Too,
they were in the show earlier.
Who's that?
Yeah, I've seen him around.
Yeah, look at the picture slightly.
Oh my, that's a major breast action.
That's a George Takei, oh my, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my!
And there you have it. Wow. So, anyways, so bottom line, Robert, is if you're comfortable with your yellow earphones, then by all means, keep them going. Don't be sorry, Taz. How's it going, boys? That's what Demon Sperm Alien DNA has to say. we're just talking sports and talking about Robert's earphones now. We were going to start a GoFundMe for his earphones, but apparently we've squashed the topic. The way I'm spending money on podcast equipment, I'm going to have to start my own damn GoFundMe account.
See, she asked how we're doing. I have the perfect answer. We're just swimming around right now.
Oh boy. I think Homeboy is the Matrix. Because you live where the Dodger, in Dodger Town. That's your problem.
No, it's because he's in Mexico. They don't have good reception.
I don't think he's in Mexico. I think he's in L.A.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's in L.A. Well, he is tonight anyway.
Right. Hello. Are you in L.A. It works.
Hey, you got back on the border.
Yeah, I hopped the wall, you racist bastard.
You were debating earlier whether you were a jumper or a burrower. We didn't know.
Be careful if you're jumping, because we ran a story earlier this evening about another person down by the border died. Trying to jump the border.
That's you. You're San Diego. I'm L.A.
That's up in Yuma.
Homeboy's always on his knees.
Oh, boy.
Where do you live, 2K?
In Brazil.
Yeah, well, that's why you have the fake beard, because you're hiding out from the U.S. government?
It's yours.
Hey, homeboy, you know Demon Sperm? She's in L.A.
Hey, Jerry, what's going on, buddy?
Demon Sperm. She's down there in the chat room.
You had a fantastic show earlier, Tears. Tears was doing a show doing cover bands. And that was pretty sweet.
She's all over the place.
2K, you're right about that guy. It looks like a lemon cut in half, and then he stuck one both sides on it.
Are you talking about Robert again?
I can't.
Oh, that's funny.
It bothers me. The headphones bother me. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay, Robert, go ahead and ask Homeboy your question now.
Homeboy.
Where's the short bus?
How much money you think I need to spend on a nice, decent pair of headphones other than yellow?
Okay, you can buy $2 headphones that look better than that.
You see the ones that I'm wearing? Those are one more triple driver over-the-ear headphones. Those are $200. They're really good.
Good Lord.
So who'd you steal them from?
Do you happen to have the money to send me so I can buy them?
They're high resolution, so they're going to sound really good. I'll
make a politician and answer the question.
How many golden mics is that?
I don't accept golden mics. I accept cash.
No, it turns into cash, right?
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
Does not.
Yes, it does.
Cash it in, Robert.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah, it does turn into money.
It does? How do you cash them in?
You're probably sitting on a gold mine, Robert. You don't even know it.
Right. They automatically cash out on a certain day every month.
No, or you can do it manually through your PayPal. You have to hook it up to your PayPal account.
Well, yeah, you can.
Or what Homeboy could do is he could send you his used pair of headphones and just go buy a brand new pair.
That's true. I could do that. Yeah. I could do that. If it bothers me that much.
Does it bother you that just, much?
Can you just change your picture?
No!
Yeah, just change your picture to your face head, your face down.
Your face head?
Top of your head.
No. What's a face head?
Take a picture, Ace does it, where it looks like the camera's on the ceiling and it's pointing downward and she looking up at the ceiling. What's that about?
Oh, that'd be worse. You'd get to see all his yellow headphones. And
post a picture of the penis arm.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, no.
I'll put that on Twitter. For those of you that missed tonight's news, there's a gentleman in the UK who his penis fell off, and he has certainly gained his penis on his arm. That's the most
annoying
for the night.
Robert,
also zoom out. Also zoom out on your face, bro, because it makes you look like you got a giant face. That might not be the case.
Are you talking about Robert?
Robert. Well, Demon says Robert's cute, but like what the homeboy was saying, I think I see a booger in one of Robert's nostrils.
It's too close up. Yeah,
hey, Robert. Hey, Robert, the sperm likes you.
Ew, gross.
Ew. She thinks
well, she did.
Ew.
Hey, Robert,
don't do that.
She's coming for you.
Just to let you know, 2K's picture is worse than yours. But, oh, you know.
Wow.
Hey, Steel.
Look who's talking. Your mouth is open.
I'm yelling, bro. I have passion.
Nah, there's something about to go in it.
All right. Well, we have about 10 minutes left on tonight's
show. We're on YouTube, bro.
Yes,
we're
on. So,
So, how's the kids in the vans going then?
We are.
Here we go.
We're going to be wrapping up the show here in the next 9 minutes or so. If you guys enjoyed the show, please share the show out to all your friends and family and, hell, even the people that you don't like. We can use anybody and everybody to come into the show. Continue building our show up. We're getting close to 300 followers, so I do appreciate all the love and the kindness that you guys give to me. Listening to all the shit that spews out of my mouth every single night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time here on Podbean. For those watching YouTube Live or the rebroadcast, you can always join us in conversation over on Podbean. Just download your Podbean app on your iOS or Android device. And yes, 2K has actually also started an OnlyFans.com page for Slightly.
That's an actual website, by the way.
OnlyFans.com
I think Robert thought he was muted a minute ago.
Oh, I have no idea. What are you following? I keep forgetting to contact Podbean. Yes. Well, Monday through Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific. Get all your friends. And even if you know people across the border that can't come across, they can download it too. Are you smoking on my show? Unbelievable.
Robert left.
Robert? Oh. He's right here.
Oh, he's back.
Scooted over. How do you do that?
He changed his headphones.
No, he didn't. I see him.
Because you guys were doing.
No, I updated my profile picture, but it didn't change on here.
He put the left limit on the right side. Yeah, I can tell.
The booger's in your other nostril now.
See, no, it isn't.
What's that, Eric?
I mean, he did update it, but after I clicked on his profile and stuff. But it probably will take a while to update. It don't happen right away.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh God, put the other picture back. Oh my God.
nothing happened. Oh my God.
That's homeboy's fault. He asked for it.
Yep, he gets that one for now.
Oh boy.
Fuck. I
see this picture.
It's worse.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, I think Slightly's gonna ban you just for that.
Hey! You better know.
No, ban homeboy, not you.
Yeah.
Oh, I
somebody I don't know what's going on. Anyways, anybody,
don't ban me again.
We have so many people on. We're going to start closing out the show.
Hey.
Who should we start with? Yes. What's up, homeboy?
Somebody ban me. Unblock me, dude. Don't do that.
Nobody can ban you while you're on the call, can they?
It came up. Don't do that. I swear to God. Who has admin?
Are you high?
Okay, I'm going to take a screenshot of it.
Yes.
I swear to God. Screenshot. Man.
Hey,
we have a scoring update. It is now 4-2 Padres in the bottom of the sixth.
Hey, it could be Podbean because it tried to say I got banned on my own show earlier.
You got banned on your own
Slightly.
Show?
Who's an admin?
Yeah,
here?
It told me I could not talk on my own damn show.
we don't do it, bro. I thought we squashed
admin
the beast.
On the show right now is currently Eric.
I don't have admin, homeboy.
Eric,
hey, homeboy. Hey, homeboy. This should be fucking up.
Yeah, Chill Will says it's a glitch. Robert says, can I talk after the show? Yeah, I don't see why you can't
talk. Nobody will hear you, but yeah, you can talk.
I want to talk to Slightly, but I don't want to get my phone number out over the show.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah, so give me your phone number.
I'll call you.
Yeah.
Demon wants your phone.
Yeah,
number.
That'll be an international
and then I'll
call
and then
you,
I'll
buddy.
I'll send you a trainee your way.
We will all put our phones
what?
On you.
Give me your phone number and your address, and I'll mail you my headphones. Oh yeah. All
right. Anyways, we're gonna show up, everybody.
I'll send you demon sperm.
Hey, our final goodbyes.
Okay. Funny joke.
Oh shit! Hold on, let me.
I think I got rid of it. Homeboy, you need to learn to mute your fucking phone when you're going in and out of your car. I do not want to hear your damn car ding.
Sound like you fell out of the door the way.
Wait, he lives in his car though, so that's kind of a problem.
Unbelievable. Anyways, we're gonna wrap things up tonight. It's you guys enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Don't do what? We're gonna send you dick pics. Don't do it. Oh my. Yes, make sure you buckle your seatbelt and mute the damn thing when you're doing that.
See, he fell out. Forgot to buckle seatbelt.
Right? Don't die. Robert, any final words, my friend?
Have a good week, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same place.
Sounds like a plan, Robert. Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you for You Don't Know Slightly's trivia game.
Have a good night, and we'll see you mañana. 2K, what's going on? Any last words?
I have started doing my shows again, so you can catch me. I haven't have a specific time, but I will be doing shows every day. They will just be news updates on sports, politics, different stuff, so you could see me then.
Very cool. Demon Sperm Alien asked, how does one become go about becoming an admin? And like I said in the chat, they donate an island. And
I would probably say Slightly, the only way you designate followers of your shows like me and 2K and Nonsense as admins is they've got to earn it first.
Yes.
You don't hand it out freely.
No, we don't do handouts. We're not like the little, never mind. I'm not gonna. We don't have time to go into that. Robert's already gone, I think. We have Perwi and Eric. Perwi, thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate you coming in tonight. Tomorrow we'll be doing some trivia where you guys all like to smack the hell out of me.
Joy is always looking forward to it. I'll try and make it.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be back on tomorrow at 6:30. And thank you for sharing your evening with us tonight. And look forward to coming back again tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I'm waiting. I'm trying to figure out what Taz is waiting on.
I don't
want to go ahead and get off and just watch.
Yeah, we'll see. She's waiting to see. Waiting to see the demon.
Okay. I'll see you next time, Slightly.
You got
see
it, bro.
See you later, Pertwee.
All right, Eric. Well, that's going to be a wrap tonight. That was
pretty fun. I'll be, of course, back on the Old Man's Podcast in the morning and right back here again tomorrow evening as usual. But enjoy hanging out with you as always, Slightly.
Same here. And we'll come back and do it all again mañana at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time on Podbean and the YouTube live channel. And I appreciate all of you spending your evening with us tonight. And I hope you enjoyed yourselves. And like I said, we're getting close to the 300 mark as far as followers. So I do appreciate all the love and all of the sharing that you guys do to continue to get us people to come on and listen to us. And love you as well, Taz. Much love to you. As always, I can't wait to see you guys again tomorrow night. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Eric, last words, my friend?
Well, love you and God bless as always. But see you all again next time, everybody.
All right, everybody. Remember, Slightly loves you. Andy loves your show. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.